Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Tony Calamita, who is CEO at Love Hemp. How are you today, Tony?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much, Zach.
We're speaking in the wake of a deal that you announced yesterday. How significant is the UFC deal at this stage of Love Hemp's development?
The partnership with the UFC is incredibly significant, and the timing couldn't have been more perfect. As many may know, we're planning our global rollout this year, and the partnership with the UFC is a category exclusive partnership on a global scale. MMA, mixed martial arts, is the fastest growing sport in the world, and the UFC is the premier sport. Not only that, it's one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world, and their reach is absolutely staggering. They reach 900 million households in 175 countries and over 625 million fans. And as incredible as those numbers are, what's really exciting is the growth of the UFC in itself. Some of their metrics are up 100% year on year, such as their YouTube views. Social media followers is 135 million now, up 30% from last year. So yeah, very, very significant alignment for Love Hemp as we go into this global rollout.
Maybe run us through how you managed to get the deal, given that it's a bit left field, let's say.
We have had conversations with the UFC for a long time, ad hoc. As many will see, we've been working with UFC fighters for some time. George St. Pierre, who was a double belt champion in the UFC, has been one of our ambassadors for over a year. And over the last few years, we've probably worked with over 100 different fighters. So we've had our eyes on the UFC for a while. In the past, it wasn't a possibility, but it has been now when we seized the opportunity.
And clearly you've worked out that the tie-up between the two brands, let's say, is a perfect marriage.
Yeah, you know, we want to be careful not to obviously alienate our existing customers, but we have a strategy in place, maybe with some specific product ranges targeted for MMA and the UFC. And yeah, we'll be sure not to dilute our core range of regular people. You know, we want to stay away from making people think that Love Hemp is only for MMA fighters, because that's not the case. Love Hemp and CBD is for everyone, and UFC and MMA is one sector of that.
I mean, is there the prospect that the UFC agreement, a multi-million pound deal or dollar deal, would it give Love Hemp an unassailable advantage to your company at this stage in the evolution of the CBD space?
Absolutely. And the category exclusive partnership gives us a significant USP over our competition. Not only through, you know, we will effectively become a super brand overnight, on top of being the most visible brand worldwide, you know, coming back to those numbers I said before with the UFC's outreach. And not only that, what's really exciting underneath the covers is the extent of the UFC network that we will be given access to, and leveraging that partnership to build our global network of partners.
The $64,000 question, how quickly do you think the impact of the deal will be seen in terms of sales for Love Hemp?
Yeah, look, you know, there's two facets to the deal. There's the brand building, which is going to take a little bit of time. You know, when we'd like to start seeing those results in 12 to 24 months. But on the onset, when the partnership goes live on the 1st of June, the UFC will be promoting us directly through their channels, such as their website, social media, and email list. So we would look to see an instant increase in revenue, although we're not expecting that to be millions overnight, of course. But also in the shorter term, say 6 to 9 months, utilizing the UFC's network and the support of the partnership, we'll be in a very prime position to acquire new retail contracts. And we believe from engaging the partnership 6 to 9 months, we could potentially see some new retail listings, which would, of course, drive a very large amount of revenue quite quickly.
Clearly, you've just got this deal under your belt, and maybe too early to say, but do you envisage similar agreements being rolled out with other significant entities?
From our perspective as Love Hemp, yes, you know, we're looking to continually grow and expand our horizons, and we believe the UFC is the core of that. But yeah, we will look to continue growing our partnerships and dominate as a global brand.
Most global brands, they start in one area and they push out to different type of aspects of lifestyle, etc. Is that something you would see or expect to see over the medium term, let's say?
So you mean in regards to expanding into lines outside of CBD and in general wellness? It's definitely something in consideration if the right opportunity comes up that fits within our mission, 100%. You know, we are a wellness company and CBD is part of what we do. And right now that's the core of our range. But yeah, for sure, there's definitely potential for expanding the range.
Tony Kalamita, CEO at Love Hemp, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.